£124,000 of executive cash to improve safety at the Northwest 200. The road race has had its tragedies. Five riders have lost their lives in the last 9 years. So will this change anything? The commentator Malky O'Doherty says the executive should not be promoting the race in any way. The biking legend Philip McCallan disagrees. I started by asking Malky if this money will change anything.
Well, it is what Mervyn White asked for after the tragic death last year of Malachi Mitchell-Thomas. He did say that the government needed to put money into it to make the course safer. I wonder if that's enough money to do that, and I wonder if it's even possible, because even in saying that, Mervyn White said, you can't legislate for every eventuality. In other words, when you participate in the Northwest 200, when you fund the Northwest 200, when you promote and advertise the Northwest 200, you know that more people will die, and that there isn't actually anything they can do to ensure that that won't happen.
Well, they can make it safer. They can try to do that.
And I hope that, I mean, government, when they give out money, they set targets and they like to see results and they like to see some value for that money. And one would hope that an immediate return on that money would be a reduction in the deaths, absolutely.
Philip?
Yeah, I think it's very, very, very sad for Malky to say, you know, there will be more deaths, because that's not really the way we look to the Northwest 200. You know, the Northwest 200 is a spectacular event that promotes our country worldwide and to the people at home. So what we want to do is just make that safer and safer. Obviously, I mean, inevitable, there is going to be accidents. It's a motor sport, it's high speed, and of course there's danger involved, and that's maybe part of the reason that people watch it and follow it so much. But yes, there is a lot can be done, and more safety things can be done, more and more protection can be put on the course.
Well, why is it sad Malachi saying what he's saying? He's right, isn't he?
Well, it's sad to talk about deaths like that. You know what I mean? And predict there's going to be deaths in next year's Northwest 200.
I didn't say next year's.
Well, in the future, Northwest 200.
Well, you know there are going to be deaths in the future. Well, and you know that a lot of the riders...
But Malachi, there's going to be deaths everywhere. You know, there's going to be... our road death is terrible already at the moment, in accidents. You know, we have farming deaths, we have sport deaths. Bicycles, like you ride, we have deaths during that. It's going to happen in life. It happens in everyday life. And we just have to accept that. But what we can do is try and make our sports safer.
Let's then reply to that.
I think one of the ways to make it safer is to maybe profile some of the riders that take part in it. I mean, listening to Ryan Farquhar in the interview with you, Stephen, on the programme, he said very specifically and very clearly and without reservation that he was following an addiction, he was addicted to it, and that he would want to get back to it, even though it was an addiction and even though it was increasingly more dangerous. With riders like Guy Martin saying, that moment between crashing and almost dying, I want to get back to that. Money can't buy it. He says, if it was dead safe, I wouldn't do it. And I do get off on the pain. So I think, you know, we're talking about something which is not comparable to ordinary road deaths or even to ordinary sport. I think the rider who goes out on the Northwest 200 or the Isle of Man TT is cavorting with death. They do want, many of them do want to get to the very edge. And when they die, their friends say of them afterwards, they say things like, it's what he would have wanted. He would rather have died that way than die in old age. So I think there is something intrinsic to that road bike culture which loves the danger and maybe won't appreciate some of the safety regulations that will be put in place now. And Philip, I know, loves that and loves that culture and everything and thinks I'm only sneering at it, and I'm not. But there's a reality. We are letting people fling themselves down a road at 200 miles an hour, and we should not be encouraging them to do that.
But Malachi, would you not support us? We're trying here to make it safer.
Like, that's the first thing I said.
People, why not get behind the support? Let's make it safer. You know, let's go forward. Let us promote the country worldwide in a sport that they want to follow. Like, it's one of our top sports in this country.
I agree with you. Make it safer. I think one of the ways to make it safer is to monitor some of those riders and not let them ride, because I think some of them are behaving in an almost suicidal way.
Well, I think that's not really a very good statement, Malky. Because,
well, is it a good statement or is it an accurate statement?
No, it's not an accurate statement.
Well, go and read.
Go on. Right, I'll tell you why. Just listen for a moment. The Northwest 200, you have to qualify, first of all, to get to the Northwest 200. You have to do a certain criteria right through to get there. Then Mervyn White and his team of people vet every rider before he gets an entry. And then myself, along with other strong members, coach and train and work with the newcomers to brief them properly on everything there is. So there's really nothing more than that you can do. So there is a very, very stringent procedure before a rider gets out on the Northwest 200.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear it. You know, would you, for instance, let Ryan Farquhar ride again when he has said it's an addiction?
Well, it's an addiction. People have addiction to smoking. People have addiction to alcohol. But
yeah, these are good analogies. These are analogies I approve of, yeah.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with addiction. You know, I'm addicted to certain foods. I'm addicted to lots of things. But there's no harm in that when it's controlled and worked properly in the proper way. So, yes, of course, if Ryan Farquhar wants to ride the Northwest 200, he's every bit entitled to it as anyone else is. And he's well qualified to do that. But Ryan knows the dangers. He knows what could happen if he split off. He's accepted those dangers like myself and other people have. And we provide a brilliant sport for this country. I mean, we're held in some of the highest places in the world for that event.
Why should government money be used to help make the sport safer? £124,000 of public money. It'll purchase more safety bales, curb protectors, pole protectors, a new warning light system, make improvements to the paddock area. Is that not for the sport to do rather than public money to do?
Well, to be honest, we can't generate enough money in the sport to do that, right? Just like in golf and cycling and horse events.
So it's not self-sufficient?
No, it's not really. No, not to promote it. And we need, don't forget, let's not forget, Stephen, we bring over £4 million into the local economy. So for the government to put in £124,000 is really just a dip in the ocean.
And this
it's a lot of money and we need it. But if you look at the businesses in Coleraine and the businesses in the North Coast and the businesses in the whole country who benefit from the Northwest 200, to be honest, that's not a big lot of money.
Businesses like Kawasaki, I mean, have they not got the money? I mean, personally, I don't object to the government putting money in there because I'm always looking to the government to put more money into the arts. I agree with state funding of things. But, I mean, surely the Northwest 200, like these big road races, these are big marketing extravaganzas for big motorbikes. Surely the companies who are selling these bikes by encouraging young men to fling themselves down roads and cavort with death on them, surely they should be putting the money in. They're the ones who should be paying for this.
It's like every other industry. You're just talking about the art there. The art has no money to promote itself right in this country. And you're trying to lobby for money to do that. Don't forget, we're only a small country and we're running an international event here that creates great revenue for the country. So we need help with it. Yes, of course we do. And there is everyone in the sport, from the competitor who pays the entry fee, from the sponsor who sponsors it, from the local businesses who provide facilities for it. Everyone, yes, Kawasaki and all those people, they all put in their share.
And Philip, why is the death toll up? Why is the death toll rising?
The death toll, it's not ruined. You take it on the big figure. I'm actually in England here at the moment and I haven't got all my figures in front of me. But in the big picture, I've looked at that many times. It's not going up. The death
it is going up. It is going up. And it's going up with mostly, it seems to me, to be going up among riders on the big bikes, the big super bikes.
Might there be something
to gain by setting a limit to the size of the bike?
No, young Malachy, if you remember at the Northwest, young Malachy, Thomas Mitchell, he was a great lad. He wasn't on a big bike. He was only in a wee 600 twin. So to say it's big bikes is not the way to go. You know, we know before.
So what is it? I mean, we are in a period when we're getting a concentration of deaths similar to in the 70s. We're getting more deaths now than in other periods since the 70s.
Know,
why is that?
5 deaths in 10 years is a lot. It's too many. But in the big picture, it's
the same thing in the island.
And Malachy, you can see that there is a passionate demand for the sport, even if you disagree with it.
Yeah.
But what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to curtail that demand. You're wanting to actually censor the BBC broadcasting it. You think the BBC should pull out. What's that all about?
I think there's a suicidal streak within the culture of motorbiking itself. I think there's something addictive and reckless.
Well, suicide is to deliberately take one's own life. That is not what someone is doing when they get on a bike. They're trying to come home again, aren't they?
They're trying to come home again, and yet, I mean, riders like Guy Martin and riders like Ryan Farquhar are saying that it is almost worth it. They're not saying they want to die out there. Of course they're not saying they want to die, but they want to go to the very edge. And they will, and even when the chances are they will go over that edge, they will still stay at it.
Sorry for interrupting you, but go to the edge. I think you're misinterpreting it because you're not in the scene. You know, when they go to the edge, they mean they want to go to the edge to win, to feel the maximum capacity of the bike, to feel the maximum braking power.
But Malachy, to come back to my point, you want to take away the right of people to watch this sport on the BBC.
What I want to do is to stop encouraging it. I want the BBC to stop promoting it. I would like the government to stop promoting it, although I do want them to make it safer. I do think that we will look back on this in 10, 20 years' time and say, what were we at? You know, I think we will look at this as something as incongruous as an ashtray on a dinner table. You know, we will say, why did we do that? Because you can make sport safer. You can make it a lot safer. And road racing, encouraging young men to go out onto country roads and fly around at those speeds, knowing inevitably that year after year people will die, that is something that we should not be putting our... something I would not want to be implicated in any way through my licence fee or my taxes.
OK.
Now, Malachy, do you not see how many people want to watch the Northwest 200? Look at the following. And where are you going to get the £4 or 5 million to replace it if we stop promoting the Northwest 200?
Well, I don't know. I mean, surely we can be a bit more imaginative than putting people at such risk for entertainment.
But there's no the risk. We understand as a competitor, Malachy. We understand the risk. We're prepared to take the risk, and we're prepared to put on a great event to promote this country worldwide.
Okay, we will leave it there, Malachy and Philip. Thank you very much.